Okay, and now we're going to Mexico to talk to Ken Bauer. Hi, Ken.
Hey Terry, how's it going?
It's going well up here. How are you down in Mexico?
I'm doing well, eh?
Canadian in Mexico. Does that average out to American? Or it's not, doesn't
No,
work that way.
I don't think
Okay.
so. I think we'll just go around the other direction, and I don't know where that lands us.
Okay. Tell us a bit about yourself.
So my name is Ken Bauer. I'm an associate professor here at the Tecnológico de Monterrey in Guadalajara. I'm computing science and originally from Victoria, British Columbia. But this August or July, I think, I'll be coming up on living most of the past 25 years here in Guadalajara, Mexico.
Very cool. And I'm asking everybody I get in here with this same basic question. How do you leave space for your learners to fill in online spaces rather than filling the space with stuff for them to read and view and click through? How do you do that?
Right. So this is something I've always struggled with on a pendulum of giving them the resources of what I think they should go and learn from, to say in a simple way, as opposed to just giving them the topic and saying, go find stuff, dude, and learn from it. My students have struggled a lot in this kind of in-betweenness of that. They're not necessarily ready to find the right thing. So really what I do is I allow them freedom of choosing the topic. But I
Okay.
tell them, you know what, if you're really stuck, come to me and I might give you some examples. And even better, with the fact that we've set up a connected course and they're blogging about their answers or their assignments, is I'm really pushing my students to, why don't you just go look at what other people have already submitted? And sometimes some of them are submitting early, so it gives them a chance to go, I have no idea what I'm supposed to do or where I should go for this. Let me check what other people have already done. And then that's going to give me an idea of what I could do to lead me down that right path.
That's such a great benefit, and often you definitely need to kind of leave the LMS to enable that.
Yeah.
That's because it's just built not built that way. So
Sort of, and
very
it
cool.
depends on the one, Terry, because one LMS I used for a while in my multiple experiments was Schoology. And the one thing I liked about the way I use Schoology, at least, is it's kind of like a Facebook wall. And I told my students, hand me in the assignment, like, and hit the submit button, give me your PDF or whatever. But also, please, in the comments below the assignment, also put your answer to your assignment so that everyone else can see it as well.
Oh, cool.
So there's ways to do it in kind of a walled garden mode.
Right. Very cool. Well, thank you for sharing your insight. I really appreciate it.
Cool. I'm happy to share, and thanks for including me, Terry.
Of course. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, you too.